This week's Torah portion is Parshas Tetzaveh, and it also is a special Shabbos. Every Shabbos is special, but this Shabbos has a special add-on in that it's called Parshas Zachor, the week that we remember Amalek. It says that we read in the end of after we finish the Parsha of Tetzaveh, which talks about the clothing of the Kohen, of the priest, and of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest. And also it brings up at the back end of all this discussion of the Mishkan, of the Tabernacle, it talks about the Mizbeach Ketores, the special altar for the Ketores, for the incense offerings, which is a whole question why it comes at the back end, all the way after it already discussed the vessels, the different vessels of the Mishkan, of the Tabernacle. But also we then take out a second Sefer Torah, a second Torah, and we read from the story of remembering the mitzvah. We actually have a commandment to wipe out the memory of Amalek, to remember. That we have to obliterate Machotimcha Azeh Amalek. We should wipe out the memory of Amalek, which is a very strange thing. If you think about it, if we're supposed to forget, or if we're supposed to wipe out, why should we remember? It goes kind of counterintuitive. If I want to forget or get rid of the memory, so then the thing that we should do is actually to stop talking about it. Why do we spend so much time talking about this issue? So when we look at Amalek, there are a couple of these words that pop out. We call them a milah mincha. It's like a thematic word that seems to pop up when we're talking about Amalek. So originally, when they attack the Jewish people, when they attack us, when we're coming out of Egypt, we have this incredible miracle of the splitting of the sea. The Jewish people are riding high. And then what happens is that Amalek attacks. And the way the Torah refers to it is Asher Karcha Baderech. They happened upon us as we were traveling. They happened upon us. We also see a reference in the Megillah that when Mordechai is telling or is sending the message to Esther, who is this enemy, Haman, he says Asher Karahu. That which happened. It's almost like a code word for Amalek, which is this idea that Amalek, how they see the world as Asher Karoa, things that just happen. Asher Karcha, things that happen. Meaning that there's no idea of God's involvement, that things are somehow connected. But rather, they see each individual event as a standalone, separate, as if it's just happening on its own with no connectivity whatsoever. So if that's the idea of Amalek, and we see that clearly when Mordechai sent that message, Esther changed her tune and she started actually getting more proactive in taking on and addressing the issue at hand. But how does it help to remember? So if you think about it though, if we're saying that Amalek is all about this idea of moments, that things are all separate moments, there's no connectivity, the idea of remembering is how we counteract it. Because when a person remembers something, what we're actively doing is we're putting things together. We connect events in our own minds and we create a story. We create a picture. We create a connected big whole as opposed to series of separate events. So the act of zechira, of remembering, as the word is, to remember, to make things connected. So the act of destroying Amalek actually is the act of remembering. So that, we talk about never forgetting, but the idea is actually to remember. We don't necessarily understand why things happen in the moment. But in retrospect, it might take years to be able to then see why we can see how things connected, why God put things together in a specific way. This past week, we had in Daf Yomi the story of Rabbi Akiva, who trained himself to always say, all that God does is for the best. Crazy story, Rabbi Akiva goes into a town and he couldn't get a hotel room. He ends up losing his animals, his light, source of light. He ends up falling asleep outside the town, and then the town is attacked that night and he's saved. He didn't understand at the time why things were happening, but he had a confidence that ultimately it was for the best. And so in this world, we do bless on both the good and the bad as they happen. We say on the bad, if we don't understand, God is the true judge. And ultimately, there'll come a time when we'll be able to see everything with that clarity, and we'll be able to say everything was clearly for the best. But we're supposed to say it with that tremendous joy. And as we are in this time of Adar, as we're coming to the holiday of Purim this week on Monday night and Tuesday, that the idea is to remember, is to see how things connect, and then to understand that Hashem, God, is there with us at every moment, and He always wants the best for us. Even in times of difficulty, He sends us those difficulties because that's the ability for us then to grow and to become better and to ultimately fulfill our potential. May it be that we should be able to have tremendous joy at this special time of the year, and that we should be able to celebrate and ultimately see with clarity how everything has been done in this world, always for the best, that we should be able to see it, not just that we know it, but that we should be able to see it in the time of Moshiach when it comes speedily in our day. Everybody have a great Shabbos and a happy and a healthy Purim.